I love that word, brethren. I counted it myself. He used that word 28 times alone in 1 Corinthians. 28 times he used that word, brethren. Why was that so important? Because there was animosity in the church. There was chaos. There was confusion in the church. And he wanted to continue. He wanted to remind them, listen, we're brothers in Christ. You know, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's the groundwork. We all have that same thought. So again, he uses that word, brethren. And then I would not have you ignorant. Interesting. The word ignorant does not mean stupid. It means I want you to understand. You don't know concerning these things about spiritual gifts. I want you to understand these things about spiritual gifts. Paul spent 3 chapters on this one subject, the longest of any subject matter in this epistle. And I want you to notice how he opens and closes this subject of spiritual gifts. In verse number 1, he says, I would not have you to be ignorant. Now, turn with me, when he closes this thought, turn with me to chapter number 14, verse number 38. I normally do my Sunday school lessons early in the week, but I did it yesterday because the ladies were at the tea. And I heard they had a great time at that ladies' tea at Lone Oak. And so it was quiet around the house. I knew I'd just be me and the Lord, even though I did have a couple of grandkids, but I didn't watch them. Anyway, so I did my Sunday school lesson yesterday morning while you ladies were there. And I got reading, and I found, this is very interesting, how he says, I don't want you to be ignorant, but look in verse number 38. I actually chuckled. First chapter 14, he's finishing that subject matter. And he says this, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. He's going through 3. If you can't get it, well, just stay ignorant then. You know, I had to chuckle. That's kind of what he said. He opens it up. I don't want you to be ignorant. But he closes that subject matter. But if you're going to be ignorant, well, be ignorant. I can't help you no more. You know, that kind of a thing. And it's interesting. We'll get to that later. But I had a good chuckle when I saw that. Paul, in his letters, named 3 things that he did not want Christians to be ignorant of. I checked this out because that just kind of interested me. Is that a good word? Interested. Yeah, interested me about this thing about ignorance, because I read that before about not being ignorant. And I just read it at the funeral the day before. Maybe I had a funeral for Judy McCarter. And I read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 18, about I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Remember that you saw or not. It's interesting. And then I remember another one tucked back in Romans chapter number 11, verse number 25, about not being ignorant of God's plan for Israel. So I put those 3 together in outline. One day I'll put it, somebody might be interested in reading it, that number 1, don't be ignorant of God's plan for Israel, Romans 11, 25. God has a plan for Israel. I'm amazed at the people, preachers, God's people, who says that God is through with Israel. No. Israel has been and always will be God's people. And he has a special purpose and plan for Israel. And there in Romans chapter number 11, verse number 25, says, I don't want you to be ignorant. I want you to know this about, and he talks about Israel, how we as Gentiles was grafted in, all that. Really interesting subject there. But anyway, don't be ignorant of God's plan for Israel. God loves Israel. It's in the Jewish people, even though most of them don't love God, he still loves them. Number 2, don't be ignorant of spiritual gifts. That's where we are in this section, 1 Corinthians 12, 1. So don't be ignorant for the plans of Israel. Don't be ignorant about this thing about spiritual gifts, because it's so important for us even today, because we're going to find out that these spiritual gifts are done away with. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These 3, but the greatest of these is charity. I know a lot of denominations still hold to this thing of spiritual gifts, the speaking in tongues and the healings and all these, but we believe that the Bible teaches about these, about they've been done away with when the Word of God was completed, and we'll get to that as we study in these next 3 chapters, that those spiritual gifts, those supernatural gifts, were done away with. More about that later. But it's interesting. Don't be ignorant about Israel. Don't be ignorant about spiritual gifts. And then I already mentioned about there in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Don't be ignorant about the eternal state of believers and the final. Matter of fact, let's turn there real quick. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse number 13, I said 18. That's why they needed to turn there. Verse number 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, either of each other have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And it talks about what we call the rapture and the revelation, the translation of the saints, and the resurrection of saints and all that. Anyway, we're not to be ignorant about the Lord's coming. Amen, preacher. So I'll put those three together, because that's kind of what Paul talked about God's plan for Israel, spiritual gifts, and about the Lord's coming. It's amazing, those three things, a lot of God's people have those same three subjects just messed up on them. They've gone wrong on them. I believe that Jesus could come at any moment. Amen, preacher. A lot of preachers believe that he's going to come in the middle of the tribulation or at the end of the tribulation or won't even have, different thoughts about the coming of the Lord. And that's why Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning this. It's interesting, but let's move on. Sadly, so many believers, preachers, Christians are ignorant on these exact same points. And Paul said, don't be ignorant on these things. And he taught us. Now, verse number 2. You knew that you were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Again, the church at Corinth was comprised mainly of these Gentile believers. They were saved, and Paul reminded these believers of their past pagan idolatry, worshiping dumb idols. Now, the word dumb here means they're voiceless and without speech. We would use the word sometime today, well, he's just plain dumb, you know. And well, that's not what that word means, even though we could use that word, them dumb idols, you know, in that sense of a vernacular. But the word dumb here literally means these idols that they were building for themselves, they couldn't speak. They were voiceless. Aren't you glad we have a God who speaks to us? And that's what he said. Before, you were pagans and you didn't know the true and living God, and you were carried away with these dumb, these voiceless, these speechless idols. And I don't have time to, well, let me give you one passage of scripture. In Psalm 115, we read these words. Psalm 115, beginning in verse number 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols, talking about the heathen, these Gentiles that Paul was talking about, are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They made them themselves. They have mouths, but they speak not. They have eyes, have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak as through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusts in them. In other words, he's talking about these gods. And the psalmist talking about they have hands, they can't touch. Aren't you glad we have a healing? All this is a great passage of scripture that compared to our God sees us. Our God sees, our God hears, our God feels, our God speaks, where those dumb idols can't do that.